friends, and welcome to my treehouse. My name is Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You can grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me. Watch your step, and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special, and what makes us so special to Him. I bet you want to know what upgrades I've made to the treehouse, don't you? You can't see them just yet, but you will after our story today. They're really fun and useful. I have a lot of people to say a huge thank you to for sending me their upgrade ideas for our latest contest. Actually, I think Reba here wants to do the honors. Don't you, Reba?
Yes, I would love to.
Reba is my new treehouse robot. She's so fun. She can clean up messes, help me when I need an extra hand, and she can talk. She can even help me come up with story ideas.
Yes, I can, Miss Adventure. I am great at story ideas, and I can talk.
Okay, let's show you off, Miss Reba. Can you say thank you for me to all of our friends that sent in a treehouse upgrade design?
Sure thing. Here I go. Thank you, Evelyn, for the robot idea. I love it. And thank you, Eden, Ephraim, Jake, Macy, Iris, Josephine,
Jeremiah, Gabby, Judah, Maddie, Jordan, Clara, Caleb, Elijah, Isa, Jesse, Sarah, Mama, Nick, Samuel, Ivan, Luca, Penelope, Annie, Eric, Eden, Emily, Emma, Vane, Ethan, Avery, Amelia, and Chloe. Thank you.
Oh, no. Evelyn, Reba's having some trouble. Maybe she just needs a reboot. If that doesn't work after our story, I'll need to do some reprogramming.
Reprogramming? Oh, no.
Don't worry, friends. I'll be gentle, and we'll get her up and running soon. For now, though, thank you to Evelyn, Eden, Ephraim, Jake, Macy, Iris, Josephine, Jeremiah, Gabby, Judah, Maddie, Jordan, Clara, Caleb, Elijah, Issa, Jesse, Sarah, Dominic, Samuel, Isaac, Luca, Penelope, Emmy, Eric, Edith, Adelie, Emma, Zane, Ethan, Avery, Amelia, and Zoe. Phew, no wonder Reba had trouble. That was a mouthful. You all had amazing ideas and wonderful drawings, or buildings even. So, do you want to know what ideas I picked for the treehouse? Spoiler alert, there's more than one. And do you want to know who they came from? Well, first, I think we should jump into our story so you can know exactly how and why I made the decision to choose these things. There were so many wonderful ideas, except for the one where I got sprayed by Buddy the Skunk. That was such a gross, silly one, Judah. It took a long time for that smell to go away. And you never can tell when another one of your ideas might find their way into the treehouse later on. And thank you to everyone who sent me their artwork this month. Natalie, Grace, Ophelia, Jubilee, Rosalie, Olive, Samuel, Aaliyah, and Elisha. I loved getting your pictures. If you would also like to send me a picture, you can send it to my email address or our Facebook group in the show notes. For now, though, let's jump into our story. Today's story is my story. The story of how I came to choose the treehouse upgrades with the help of a friend, Trevor the Shellless Turtle. If you haven't listened to Annie and Marty's latest adventure, Following Mr. Lion, you can meet him there. The name of today's story is called Trevor Can't Climb. Let's go.
Miss Adventure? Miss Adventure, are you home?
Trevor the Turtle stretched his long neck as far as it would go and hollered from the bottom of the tree toward my treehouse door. Walter the Sloth stuck his head out of the window of the treehouse. He looked left and right, up and down.
I don't see anyone, Miss Adventure,
he whispered back to me.
Who's there?
Down here,
came the voice of a turtle, wildly waving his front leg toward the window.
Oh, Hi down there.
Misadventure? It's a turtle.
Trevor? I wondered. I'd never met Trevor the turtle in person before and didn't know he knew the way out of his video game, much less to my treehouse.
Is Misadventure there? I'm at the right treehouse, right? I'm Trevor,
he said to the sloth.
Oh, hi, Trevor,
said Walter eagerly. He was never shy about making new friends.
I'm Walter. This is Misadventure's treehouse, yes. And she is up here. But she's still recuperating.
Oh, is she sick?
Not exactly. She had a little accident, I guess you'd call it.
Is she okay?
More or less. She'll be fine in a week or two. She was clearing some cobwebs from the treehouse, getting it cleaned up and ready to add some new features when she tripped over her fountain, fell in face first, and broke her leg.
You could have left that face first part out, Walter.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, a doctor came by and put a cast on it and said she needed a rest. She can't very easily get down from the treehouse, so she asked me to come take care of her up here until she's able to climb down again.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I'll be okay, though. I'm so glad you came to see me and visit the treehouse. How exactly did you get out of the video game?
That's a long story for another day. But Mr. Lion sent me to visit Marty and Annie, and they suggested I come meet you, so here I am. This tree is larger than life. I love it.
Oh, Trevor, I so wish I could see you face to face. I don't have a story ready, but would you like to come up and visit?
Would I ever?
Wonderful. I could use a friend to chat with while I'm stuck up here healing. Walter gave me a look. Although Walter is great company, too, and he's taking excellent care of me. Walter smiled and moved to the door of the treehouse.
How exactly do I get up there?
You can climb the rope ladder.
Trevor's shell-less body quickly made its way to the bottom of the ladder. He stood on his hind limbs and reached for the ladder with his front legs.
Walter? Misadventure? I don't have thumbs. I don't think I'm going to be able to grip the ladder to climb up.
Oops. Good point.
Walter stopped to think a minute.
Let's try this,
he said, extending the dog ramp down to the grass.
That ought to work. You can walk up the ramp.
Trevor stepped out onto the first plank of wood and began to slowly walk upward.
Walter?
Trevor tentatively lifted his front leg and stretched it as far forward as he could.
I'm too small. I'm going to fall through the slats if I try to climb this way.
Walter scratched his head, unsure what to do next.
Oh, I know!
In a jiffy, Walter was down the rope ladder standing next to Trevor.
I'll just carry you up.
Trevor took a step back.
No?
I just get skittish about being held, without having a shell and all. I'm a bit slippery and easy to drop. I'd rather not. No thanks.
Well, just a minute, Trevor.
Walter ascended the ladder again.
Misadventure?
He said in a whisper.
Do you know how I can help Trevor get up here?
Don't you have an elevator, Misadventure?
Asked Trevor. I did have an elevator, but we had a bit of a misadventure last week.
Oh?
Yeah, Stilts was here snacking on some vines and thought the pulley rope looked like one. He accidentally took a chomp out of it and it broke. I took it down the day before I got injured.
Oh, okay. I guess it just wasn't meant to be.
Nonsense! I shouted. We're going to find a way for you to get up here. I've got to meet you, Sir Trevor the Brave.
No, really, it's okay. I think I hear Marty calling my name. I'm going to go see if he's okay. Nice to meet you, Miss Adventure.
Walter watched Trevor walk slowly with his head hung low away from the treehouse. Walter, I've got to do something. Trevor came all this way to meet me and see the treehouse. I can't just let him go like that. I slammed my hand down onto my leg in frustration. Ouch!
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Just upset. Let me stop and repent of my attitude and ask God to help us. I stopped to pray and Walter bowed his head. A minute later, I said,
Aha! God gave me an idea, Walter!
Oh, what is it, Miss Adventure? What is it?
Can you scoot my desk over here near my bed of cushions and grab the list out of the drawer for me? Thanks. Let's see here. I know one of my friend's ideas to upgrade the treehouse will be perfect to get Trevor up here. Let's just see which one might do the trick. A fireplace? Could that help Trevor get up here? I don't think that's the answer this time. A slide? Well, that would be great for exiting, but I think it would be too slippery to use to get up. A library, a swing, a telescope, a room for pets, flower garden. Oh, those are all so fun. But I don't think they'll help my sweet friend Trevor, I said. Then I saw it. It was as if a light shone off the page, highlighting the next idea. Brilliant! Absolutely brilliant! Darkness of night covered the treehouse, all except for the light of my desk lamp shining on my paper. My eyes were getting tired of focusing, and so was my brain. But I kept working. Maybe a little taller, and maybe a curve right here. Oh, and maybe a twisty bit here. Perfect. Now for the colors. How about red and blue? I often talk to myself when I'm thinking hard on something, and it happens even more the more tired I become. I set my pencil down on top of my yellow graph paper. There. I think this will be just what Trevor needs to come visit. And he will love it. Now the hard part. How will I get this built since I can't even stand on my leg, let alone walk and build? I pushed back from the table and laid back on my bed of cushions, exhausted from all the thinking, planning, and creating. Within seconds, unlike all the other nights since my injury, sleep washed over me like an ocean wave. I found myself walking amongst carnival game booths. To the left, the ring toss. To the right, a basketball game. And straight ahead, a rope ladder tightrope walking booth. That looks fun, I thought. The closer I got, I noticed Trevor everywhere. Trevor was the bottles to toss rings onto. Trevor was a basketball. Whee! And Trevor holding onto the rope ladder with thumbs. I picked up a Trevor basketball.
That tickles.
When all of a sudden,
help!
I looked up at the giant Ferris wheel and noticed that each of the seats was Trevor. Except one Trevor seat was wobbling, as if one of the arms that held him and the Ferris wheel was broken, and he could fall to the ground at any moment.
Help!
I ran toward Trevor as he started falling to the ground, but I knew I was too far away to reach him before the ground did. I ran anyways.
I will save the day. I will catch you.
A robot rolled toward where Trevor was falling. But just as he was about to land, the robot turned into a giant tree. The tree of my treehouse. I woke up with a start. It took me a moment to realize that I wasn't at a carnival, and Trevor wasn't really in danger. But that tune wasn't just in my dream. It was coming from outside the treehouse. Walter?
Good morning. Are you okay? Can I get you something?
I'm okay, I think. But can you hear that noise? Walter got quiet.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a carnival in your backyard.
He jumped up and over my desk and went to the door.
Oh, my
goodness!
What, Walter? What is it? A circus? Is there an elephant? A clown?
What exactly did you design on your graph paper last night, Miss Adventure? Was it a...
No way.
You haven't been out of bed, have you?
Do you think I have?
I said as I pointed to my leg in its cast with a grimace.
Then how? Who?
Unbelievable. I looked over at the paper on my desk. The drawing I had spent hours on yesterday was gone, as if someone had erased it from the paper and replaced it with a dusting of silver glitter. I lifted my head from my pillow and strained to peek out the door when I saw a red basket slowly float by. I blinked, wiped my eyes, and blinked again. Maybe I'm still dreaming, I thought. Walter?
Yes, ma'am, what is it?
Can you pinch me? Walter gave me a look of disbelief, and then slowly realized that I needed to make sure I wasn't dreaming.
Ouch! So tell me again why you didn't get to see Miss Adventure?
Marty asked Trevor for the third time.
She's stuck in her treehouse. She broke her leg and can't walk. And the treehouse isn't super turtle-friendly, so she couldn't get down and I certainly couldn't get up.
I see. If I know Miss Adventure, she'll find a way to get you up there.
But she's hurt. She can't do anything right now.
You don't know Miss Adventure very well yet. She loves us. She'll find a way. I bet she didn't even sleep last night trying to figure it out.
Maybe for you, Marty. She doesn't know me yet.
Yes, she does. You just don't know her yet.
I'm not so sure. I'll just hang out here with you and Annie.
How about a game of tag to cheer you up? We can think about visiting the treehouse later.
Okay, sure. I haven't played tag in a long time. Let's do it.
Walter, do you realize what this means?
Your treehouse is magical? That there are tiny carpenter builder ants in your yard that are faster than any human construction crew?
I'm not sure about either of those, but it does mean that Trevor can come see me!
Woohoo!
But what if he's too scared to try the new way up? Maybe I should make another option.
If all you have to do is draw it and it happens, you should totally draw something else.
But before the words were out of his mouth, I already had my paper and pencil in my lap, my list of ideas from my friends at my side, and creativity oozing out of my brain. Do you think if I put these two new drawings right here under the lamp with the first, they'll just magically get built while I sleep again? I asked Walter, unsure myself about what happened the first time, and hoping, even though I didn't understand, that it would happen again.
Of course. Why not?
Because it's crazy, Walter. It doesn't just happen.
Lots of things happen at your treehouse that don't just happen.
Remember the time your treehouse took off flying?
Sure do. That was crazy. And the time we blasted off into space.
See? Nothing to worry about.
But what if my first design goes away when I sleep? What if it was just a one-time thing?
Miss Adventure, what did you do before you drew your first drawing?
Looked at the list from my friends?
Before that.
Oh, right. I prayed.
And you felt like God gave you the idea, right?
You're right. So why wouldn't I trust him to work it out for good for me and Trevor?
That a girl. That a lady. Anyway, that's right, Miss Adventure.
Thanks, Walter. Sometimes I need friends to strengthen my faith in God.
We all do. Now it's getting dark. Try to get some sleep and I'll see you in the morning.
Night, Walter. Thank you for everything.
My pleasure. Trevor? Trevor, where are you, buddy?
Oh, hey, Marty.
Are you crying again?
Trevor wiped his eyes and gave Marty a half smile, trying to cover up his sadness.
Trevor, you have to come see this.
See what?
Just trust me.
I do. Okay, I'll follow you.
Trevor jumped to his feet and ran to keep up with Marty.
You won't believe it.
You're taking me back to the treehouse again, aren't you?
Trevor asked as they rounded a corner.
I don't think she's going to...
Trevor stopped talking when he heard something that sounded like a carnival. Marty didn't say another word, just ran at full speed until the treehouse was in sight. Trevor stopped in his tracks, eyes wide, almost exploding out of his head.
This wasn't here 2 days ago.
I told you, she loves you, Trevor.
But how did she build all that?
Marty took off running again and scaled the rope ladder in 2 seconds flat.
He's here? Oh boy, I'm so excited!
Misadventure!
Trevor hollered over the music. Walter and Marty peeked their heads out the door to see Trevor's smiling face.
She said come on up. Take your pick of turtle-friendly entrance.
Behind door number 1,
said Walter.
You can take a ride on the back of Lily the horse through the musical tunnel up to the top. Don't worry, she's gentle and kind, and has a seatbelt just your size. Or, door number 2, take a spin on the Ferris wheel, which also has a turtle-sized seatbelt. Or finally, door 3, the slide.
Trevor couldn't believe his eyes. He walked over to the slide and climbed up.
This is amazing, but how will this help me get up?
Trevor, you made it! Oh, friend, it's so good to finally meet you! Please come over here so I can give you a hug.
Did you enjoy your ride on the reverse twisty slide?
I've never ridden up a slide. Actually, I've never ridden down a slide either, to be honest. But I had no idea they could take someone up. That was so fun!
He paused a minute and looked into my eyes.
Misadventure, you look different than I thought you would. You've got curly brown hair and glasses. I would have guessed you were a blonde.
Nope, this is me.
You look different than I would have imagined a shellless turtle to look, too. And slides normally can't go in reverse. But I designed this one just for you, my friend.
Wow, Marty, you're right. She really does love me.
You got that right. I'm so glad you're here. Sit down and tell me about your adventures with Mr. Lion lately.
I'd love to, but first could you tell me how in the world you did all this with a broken leg? And why? Why'd you care so much?
I'm not sure I can fully explain that because I don't know exactly. My friends sent me ideas of additions to the treehouse, some really great ideas. And I looked for some that might help you get into the treehouse. All I did was draw designs for these things, stick them under my lamp right there, and then somehow they appeared.
You have a magic lamp? That's amazing!
I know, right?
But why did you design all these new things?
I paused, waiting for Trevor to look me in the eye. Because, friend, I knew there was no way you could get up here unless I did. And I desperately wanted to meet you, not just hear your voice. And thanks to my friends and the magic lamp, here you are. Trevor smiled from ear to ear.
Really? You desperately wanted to meet me?
Yes, of course. I imagined and created you in a story. How could I not want to meet you face to face?
Whoa there, buddy. I fell backward as Trevor pounced on me, giving me a giant hug. I love you too.
Before we chat more, can I check out the other ways up?
Of course. They look so fun, and I can't wait until I can try them myself.
Why don't you get a ride from Lily back down the musical tunnel, and then you can come back up the Ferris wheel, I said. But before I could finish, Trevor was already fastened in and riding on Lily's back down the tunnel.
I think he believes you really love him now, Miss Adventure,
Marty whispered. Marty, Walter, and I looked at each other, unable to wipe giant smiles off of our faces, but not really wanting to anyways.
And I think he's having the time of his life, added Walter.
I'm so glad he's here. Friends, which way up to the treehouse would you pick? What? Why weren't the reverse slide, Ferris wheel, and musical tunnel here when you got here? That's a great question. It's my lamp. See, I just put my design drawings under the lamp and wait 5 minutes and they appear. It works every time. I'll put them back under the lamp again so that you can try them when it's time to leave. Aren't the new features so fun? Thank you so much to our winners, Josephine, for creating the musical tunnel with Lily the horse, Amelia for creating the Ferris wheel, and Jake, Macy, Eden, Iris, Isaac, Penelope, Emmy, and Eric for sending me your slide ideas. And a big thank you also to our other winner, Avalyn, for her idea to have a robot. Speaking of robot, let's reboot Reba and see if she comes back to life.
Hello, Miss Adventure.
You sound so much better, my friend. Yay!
I am feeling all better now. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just love that I can always have a friend to talk to when you're here, Reba. And that you can talk to me, too. It's so fun. That reminds me, friends. Did you know that you can always talk with God and be close to Him?
Why, yes, I did.
But it hasn't always been that way. Back before Jesus, the only way to be in God's presence, to be close to Him, was to be a priest, a high priest, in fact. And for the high priest to go into God's presence, he had to offer blood from a sacrifice on an altar to make him clean. Even then, God was still covered by a cloud, so the priest couldn't see Him. And that event only happened once a year. The high priest was allowed to go into the room where God met with His people Israel. That room was in the temple, and it was called the Holy of Holies. It was sectioned off from where the other people could be with a giant curtain. God had people put that curtain there, not to be mean so that they couldn't be His friend, but to protect them. You see, God hates sin, and He can't allow sin around Him without punishment. So if people who were sinful, like you and me who weren't ceremonially clean high priests, got close to God, He would have to punish that sin, which meant death. But do you want to know something that makes Jesus so special? When He was punished by being killed on a cross, He wasn't punished for His own sin. He didn't have any. He was paying the punishment we're supposed to pay for our own sins. His body was hurt really badly, but also He gave up closeness with His daddy, Father God, to receive the punishment for our sins. It makes me sad to think about. But guess what happened as He was doing that for us? That curtain that we talked about, the one in the temple that protected people from God's punishment for their sin, it was ripped down the middle from top to bottom.
Wouldn't God be mad that someone ripped His curtain?
Not at all. You know why? Because it was God who ripped the curtain. That was God's way of showing us that we can come to Him, be close to Him, talk to Him, and not die because of our sin.
What changed?
God was showing us that the punishment for our sins, the separation from Him, and death that we deserve was paid for by Jesus. He made a way for us to be close to Him. It was once impossible. But then Jesus took care of that punishment and made a way.
Why would He do something so sad and painful?
Well, Reba, why did I work until I was exhausted to make a way for Trevor to get into my treehouse?
Because you love him?
Exactly. And because there was no other way for him to get up to the treehouse to meet me. My effort wasn't painful or even hard, but Jesus was. Jesus went through torture and let the heaviness of our sin weigh down on him. Because he and his Father God loved us and knew there was no other way for us to be close to him. That was the only way he could punish sin, which he hates, and still be able to be with us, whom he loves. As we celebrate Easter, we celebrate Jesus doing what was impossible for us to do, so that we could be God's friends. But not only do we celebrate his death, we celebrate that he also came back to life. Death didn't completely destroy him. He beat death when he came back to life. And because of that, he offers you and me the opportunity to be his friend. He paid every last thing you owe for your sin. Even the sins you'll commit tomorrow and the next day. And me too. And now that that sin has been dealt with, God has his arms wide open for you to be his friend and child. You just have to choose to be his child by submitting to his authority and following him. So as your family celebrates Easter, spend some time talking to Jesus. Thank him for what he did to make a way for you to be able to talk with him and be his friend. He loves you so much. I love you too, friends. See you next time. Bye-bye.